Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the conference call to discuss the results of the second quarter of 2018 of Grupo Sanborns. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that this call is being recorded and the information discussed today may include forward-looking statements regarding the company's financial and operating performance. Our projections are subject to risk and uncertainties, and actual results may differ materially. Please consider that today's conference will be held in Spanish with simultaneous translation into English, and later we will conduct a question-and-answer session. Hosting this conference today, we have Mr. Mario Bermúdez, Chief Financial Officer of Grupo Sanborns, and of Investor Relations, Angelica Piña. I will now turn the call over to Ms. Angelica Piña. Please go ahead.
In the second quarter of the year, the consolidated total sales of Grupo Sanborns increased 2.8%, reaching 11,877 million pesos. Sears decreased its sales 0.4%, while Sanborns, Promusa, and other formats grew 0.9%, 16.5%, and 4.1% respectively. Consolidated same-store sales increased 3.8% during the quarter, reflecting higher technology sales at Promusa, which increased 15.6%, while Sanborns increased 5.1% and Sears decreased slightly by 0.9%. In terms of gross profit for the quarter, due to the fact that a greater contribution of technology and big ticket products was observed within the mix, the gross margin decreased 90 basis points to 39.8% of sales. Operating income decreased 9.3% with a margin of 8.8%, while EBITDA decreased 6.5% with a margin of 11.6%. Both results are explained by the gross margin and by higher pre-operational expenses for the new Sears store in Parque Puebla, the closing costs of 6 units of all the formats, as well as the uncollectible accounts and provisions. The comprehensive financing results was positive, but lower than the same period of the previous year due to the effects of the exchange rate. On the other hand, the net income decreased 12.1%, totaling 697 million pesos due to lower operating results and the closing of aforementioned units. The number of cardholders was 273,000 year over year, and the penetration of Sears' own card remains around 59%. The loan portfolio totaled 7,771 million pesos, while credit revenues increased 4.7%. The percentage of uncollectible accounts was 4.9%, increasing sequentially and with respect to 4.1% of the previous year. We continue to be careful with the increase in uncollectible accounts and improving collection indicators. Bank debt was zero, and the amount of cash and short-term investments totaled 915 million pesos, decreasing 52.5% with respect of the end of December 2017, due to the opening of new stores and their corresponding inventories, the payment of liabilities to suppliers, and the payment of the first installment of the dividend. In the second quarter of the year, one Sears store and two iShop stores were open, and three Sanborns stores and one Sanborns cafe, one iShop, and one mix-up were closed. During the year, we began with opening of adapted formats of Sanborns more integrated with Sears, seeking to complement merchandise and offer the restaurant service in the department store. At the end of June, there was 1,199,000 square meters of commercial space. With this, I conclude my general comments. We can now proceed to the Q&A session. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. First, we will receive Spanish questions and then English questions. Now we will continue with the questions in Spanish. Please bear in mind there might be a slight delay for questions and answers to be translated. At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then one on your telephone keypad.
We have a question from Luis Willard from CBM. Question.
Good morning, Angelica. To have a better understanding about the rest of the year and 2019 also, how do you see floor sales? We have seen many closures offset with openings and or rebalancing of the portfolio. Will this continue with closures or openings? What do you have in mind?
Answer. Good morning, Luis. For the rest of 2018, we're hoping to have more openings.
We believe the units that closed were the ones that needed to be closed due to profitability, but 2018 and 2019, we are thinking about openings and remodeling of current units.
Question. Okay, so this effect of having more sales in some stores than total sales should be finished by this quarter?
Answer. If you see Sanborns on the second quarter, we have a 5.1% growth in the same stores compared to the stores that had a low profitability. And the plan is to continue having growth in the same stores with the units we have determined to keep.
We have another question from Miguel Ulloa from Bancomer.
Question. Good morning to everyone. I wanted to ask about the year's second semester. What are your expectations by format and sales behavior for Sanborns, Sears, iShop, and Dax?
Answer. Good morning, Miguel. The sales tendency we see since June by format is growth in sales for all of these stores. And we see this tendency with positive sales in Sears format, Sanborns, Promotora Musical, Dax, iShop. So we are seeing the second semester with positive sales. Also to add, Miguel, Sears had negative sales from January to April. In May, we had average sales, but in June, sales increased 6.4%. So we see a better performance for Sears during the mid-year. And as Mario said, Promotora Musical will keep double digits. It will have releases in October. And regarding Sanborns, we are not closing any more stores, and we expect to have a positive performance.
Question. In that sense, the Sanborns restaurant part will have positive results already?
Answer. Yes. As I was telling you, 2018 second quarter store sales had a 5% increase.
Question. Just the restaurant part or as a whole?
Answer. It's having a 5% increase as a whole.
Question. Regarding the customer now, past due portfolio behavior and portfolio growth, is it a source of concern? Do you think this part of the business can continue growing?
Answer. Arturo Aguirre speaking. About past due portfolio, just as we had predicted in the last board meeting, the tendency in debt and our customers' cash flow for credit in the market has been decreasing. However, the growth that we have had in debt is that the customers are low on cash flow and do not have enough to pay for their monthly payments. But we do support them, listen to them, and this helps us to give them more time to pay. But if they're not able to pay, we move them to the past due portfolio. That's the main reason behind the 4% to 4.9% growth of the debt and uncollectible reserves. The next semester depends on the economic growth and the people's salaries
which has been affected up to now. In general, the portfolio is clean up to 4.9%. Sears is up to 4%. So this gives us some stability, but not an accurate average. But debt may grow 0.25% or 0.50%, possibly for the remainder of the year. Also, in account grow, people seem to be more cautious purchasing with credit and measure themselves even more. The company's strategy is to minimize the months without interest for the long run, decreasing them as support and sales strategy. All that is being consolidated in the portfolio to make it more stable. Question: how much has Sanborn's e-commerce grown? Answer: this section has had a 40% growth in this first quarter.
There are no further questions at this time. Now we will continue with questions in English. Please bear in mind there might be a slight delay for your question to have answers due to translation. At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star then number one on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, you may need to pick up the handset first before pressing the numbers. Once again, if you have a question, please press star then one on your touch-tone phone. There are no further questions at this time. I'll turn the call back over to Ms. Peña for any closing remarks.
Once again, thanks for participating in Grupo Sanborn's conference call. If you have additional questions, please reach us by phone or send us an email. We look forward to speaking with you again.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's conference. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.